Charles Clement says he knew going into his job at Search that the organization had some obstacles to overcome. But he says the picture of just what those obstacles were became a lot clearer once he started work.
The day that I got here, it was immediately apparent. You know, there's issues with, you know, creditors and accounts payable and vendors. And so it was pretty obvious that there were some challenges walking in the door. And, you know, my approach has been and continues to be trying to be as completely forthright with stakeholders as possible.
So he emailed all 1,000 or so employees and told them that the nonprofit healthcare consortium lost $4 million in 2011. And he said changes were on the way. He wrote that those changes would be difficult, perhaps even heart-wrenching. It was a different picture than the one painted just a year earlier. Then CEO Roald Helgeson noted in the organization's 2010 annual report that finances were in balance. So what happened between then and now? Clement says Search, like many tribal organizations, received windfalls from federal stimulus money during the economic downturn.
Search has grown. Undoubtedly, it has grown over the years. And if you look at our ability to sustain based on our year-over-year operations, it is just not there. And so what we've been relying on is these unanticipated windfalls to support operations. So in the year where these unanticipated windfalls don't come in, we're sort of left in a lurch.
And then there's Congress. Federal money from the Indian Health Service accounts for a little less than half of Search's budget. In theory, Congress approves that funding by October 1st.
That didn't happen last year, and it probably won't happen this year in consideration of it being an election year. Congress probably, you know, it is theorized that they won't pass a budget, you know, at least for our programs. And so we're going to be working off a continuing resolution, which means you get 30 days of money at a time. And when you run a large operation with no cash reserves and no operating reserves, that's a precarious situation.
To cope with that precarious situation, the organization is adjusting some of its agreements with the federal government, factoring in things like administrative costs, electricity, insurance. Clement says the organization could have received more funding for those things, but in the past it didn't, and in the future it will. And he says Search will need to invest in better infrastructure, billing systems, electronic health records, and more.
Part of our challenge has to do with giving our employees the right tools to be successful, the right support to be successful. And that's going to be a major focus of mine.
At the same time, there are cutbacks. Search has not laid off employees, but last week it announced a hiring slowdown. Clement says many vacancies that don't directly deal with patients are on hold. Also, Search will change the way it insures its employees. Switching to the Federal Employee Benefits Program could save the organization about $1 million between June and October. Clement says he hopes to realize $4 million in savings during a complete fiscal year. For employees, it means deductibles will now be paid for care within the Search system. They'll select from one of 15 different insurance plans, all of which have different costs. Clement calls it a substantial departure from the past.
Are you worried about losing talent, losing employees who were initially attracted to that benefits program?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm probably more worried about just general employee morale. You know, there's a difficult set of circumstances, and you know, coming in new, being asked to make lots of difficult decisions, and me, employees not knowing me, who I am, what my approach and what my style is, and coming right out of the chute and asking them for these considerations is a difficult proposition for me. It's a difficult proposition for our management team. We're in a difficult, you know, spot financially, and we are asking for these considerations from our employees, and we realize it's a tenuous thing that we have to demonstrate to employees, you know, that we value them, we want them to be here, and that we support them. And when you don't have money to do that, that becomes a difficult exercise. And so my approach has been to try to weigh in with transparency and participation to say, you know, I'm open to any number of suggestions on how to solve these problems. My email is known to anybody that wants to look it up, and I receive all emails and I try to respond. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you don't have the money, you don't have the money.
Employee feedback has already reversed Search's course on one proposed change. The organization was considering reducing the amount of paid time off that it gives to employees.
Quite frankly, we got a lot of feedback on it, and we made the adjustments to say, you know, it isn't, in the big scheme of things, it wasn't as important to do as it was to try to demonstrate to employees that we are listening. And that we do appreciate and value their feedback, and where we can give, we will give. And where we can't give, we can't give. But those things that we can do, we will sure try to do.
Clement says he's trying to maintain transparency, to keep employees in the loop and give them a voice as much as possible. That transparency has, at times, crossed into uncomfortable territory. In January, Clement was arrested in Anchorage for driving under the influence and domestic violence assault. Those charges were dropped in February, and Clement pleaded no contest to disorderly conduct. In a letter to staff after his court appearance, Clement apologized for how the incident might have reflected on Search and said, quote, "I have never denied consuming alcohol and then driving. I took my injured wife to the nearby hospital and then returned home to be with my kids," unquote. Clement says the incident was a learning experience.
Sometimes you make mistakes and they're more higher profile than other times. And it doesn't matter. You have to approach them the same way, that you have to stand up in a tone and you got to keep moving forward and moving on. I mean, you got to grow and learn, but you can't stop and you can't put your head in a hole.
The original charges included domestic violence assault and driving under the influence. A large part of Search's mission deals with the treatment and prevention of those two things. Did that incident affect, especially given the time frame in which it happened right before you came on the job, did it affect your ability to lead when you got here?
You know, I would imagine it has. I mean, and I think I would make maybe it's I've used a different set of tools to try to lead. And, you know, I mean, this is something that happened in my life that not a day goes by that I don't think about. And because it's really shaped me profoundly in terms of, you know, this being a public or somewhat public figure is a new experience for me. And, you know, the bulk of my life, I've been, you know, the guy down the street, you know, just average Joe. And so all of a sudden caring what publicly people think about you or what they may know about you is really a new experience. And so it's hard for me to pull the two apart. The fact of the matter is every day I have to make difficult choices about things that happen here at Search. And I have to wonder, I mean, you know, do people think this? Do they think that? And this is one more thing that goes into that equation.